Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Friends with Friends. I was going to say what episode number it was, but I don't know and don't particularly care. Hi, my name is Pete Allison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hi, Pete. How are you? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Do you know what number it is?
Do you know what? I was about to say, I have no idea. Usually when I like press record, I'll save the file as like Friends with Friends 12 or and I've just, in the last couple, I've just started naming them after the guest because I can't remember which number it is. So I think from here on in, we are a numberless podcast.
That's fine. That's okay. We have another friend with us.
We do. This week's friend, let's meet her, is the singer-songwriter Ellie Rose. Hi, Ellie Rose.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. Talk to us about Friends. When do you first remember watching Friends?
I actually have no idea. I genuinely don't. I used to buy the secondhand DVDs in Blockbuster. The double-sided discs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ones where they're like shiny on both sides, so you never knew which side to put them on.
I only had the last three seasons, but I think I watched them repeatedly.
I mean, you're definitely not old enough to remember watching it on TV when it came out, right?
I don't think I was allowed.
I thought you were going to say, I don't think I was alive. And I was like, oh my goodness, you are young.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
What year was the last
one? The last one was 2004, I think.
I was definitely alive.
So how old were you then?
Nine.
That is terrifying, isn't it? So yeah, you probably weren't allowed. It was probably too...
Raunchy
and rude. you're probably... Is Ellie the youngest guest we've had on the podcast, Pete, do you reckon?
I think so, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's good.
Yay.
A whole new perspective. But you do remember Blockbuster, so...
Yes, I was a big fan.
So how did you choose your favourite episode today?
Well, I was saying to you before we started that it's known for the one with the leather trousers.
Yes.
But I always liked it because it's when Joey learns how to play guitar.
Which you also play.
Which I also play.
Is this how you learn to play guitar?
This is exactly how I learned to play guitar.
Oh, lady. Yeah, it is. It's one of these ones, Pete, isn't it, where the title of it is completely, it doesn't remind you what it is at all.
Classic Friends.
Classic Friends. The official title is...
Oh, you want me to say?
Yeah.
Is it the one with all the resolutions?
Yeah, it wasn't an exam.
I know, but I didn't want to get the wording wrong.
It is the one with all the resolutions.
To be honest, when you sent me the title of this episode, I completely forgot. This is quite a significant episode for reasons we'll come on to later, but there's some quite major plot points buried in this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot, actually, a lot goes on because there's like six different plot lines because of all their resolutions. And then also they tie up with one of the big, like literally the biggest story arc of the whole thing. Shall I read you the synopsis, Pete?
Yes, please do.
Okay, the one with all the resolutions. Season 5, episode 11. The gang makes New Year's resolutions. Chandler can't make fun of his friends. Rachel will gossip less. Ross will do something new every day. Joey learns to play guitar. Phoebe will pilot a commercial jet. And Monica resolves to take more pictures of all the friends together. However, Rachel's resolution is put to the test when she overhears Monica and Chandler talk and learns of their relationship. Soon, she and Joey find out the other knows, much to their mutual relief, so they can now talk about it. Meanwhile, Phoebe tries to teach Joey how to play guitar, but her teaching method is so unorthodox that he soon starts looking for another teacher. Ross decides to wear leather pants on a date, but this backfires as the pants shrink and he finds himself unable to put them back on during the date after he's gone to the bathroom. So yeah, there's like loads of things going on there, aren't there? But I think they are probably the main three things, aren't they? So there's like the Rachel, Monica, Chandler thing. finding about that relationship. Phoebe and Joey and the guitar.
The most important.
The most important for you. And then the one that everyone else remembers, if they weren't learning to play the guitar at the time. Ross and the leather pants. Where should we start out of those three?
Leather pants.
Also, that list of resolutions that you just read out, it makes it really clear how much of an afterthought Monica's resolution is. she just takes some photos.
Actually, do you know what? Let's talk about the resolutions before we talk about the leather pants. That's a really good point, because that was the first thing I wrote down. So I reckon four of the six of them are fine, right? So Ross wants to do something new every day. That kind of is fine in keeping with his character. Phoebe's one is mad, which is kind of just Phoebe. Oh, I'm going to pilot a commercial jet. Sure, that's very Phoebe. Chandler not making fun of his friends, fine. Joey's is all about because he can play guitar on his resume.
Yeah.
So he's like, I want to learn how to play the guitar. Then you get to Monica, who, as you mentioned, Pete, she just like got the camera for no reason. They don't even address it in the opening scene when they do everyone else's.
A camera that looks like it's from about 1960.
Yeah.
It's got a massive flash as well.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
I've never seen a real camera like that, even in the 90s. Like, the clothes in this, which we should probably come on to a bit later, really date them. But that camera really dates this episode more than anything. So there you go.
And when it flashes, it's like lightning striking. It's so bright.
And the photos that she takes are so weird.
It is like photography's just been invented. You know, like when you're like, people in the future are going to watch back and go, oh, this must have been the year they invented the camera, because nobody knows how to use it or like why you might use it. And then you get to Rachel's, and Rachel's is the one that I have the biggest problem with, because Rachel doesn't gossip, right?
No.
She's not a gossip. Like, we've watched five series of this so far, and she's not ever done that. And they just sort of set it up by her going, oh, I found some glasses. And she does a bit of gossip after the party about someone that's left the glasses. And then Monica's like, hey, maybe you should give up gossiping all the time. And she literally goes, I don't gossip. And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
She gossips about, you never heard of.
What's Tony doing? It's like, who's this? What's going on? She just starts gossiping this episode, so she has something to give up.
She should have done shopping.
Right.
Like, would have been a more appropriate one, yeah.
Yeah, she's always shopping at really mad times as well. Like, half the time she gets in at like 7 a.m. with loads of bags. You're like, stop shopping.
The timing is very bizarre on this episode as well, but on all the episodes.
Is it? We've done an episode recently where the timing was mad when...
Don't worry, I remember.
Yeah.
I listened to it twice.
I also think that Phoebe's resolution is completely justified purely for that line. If I hang around by the airport for long enough, someone will leave a plane unattended.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah. That's a great resolution.
And the best thing about that is that that is the reason that when Joey and Rachel are finding out that each other knows about Monica and Chandler, that's the device they use to get Phoebe out of the room. So the writers are obviously like, well, Phoebe can't be here. What should
she
do? And
plane,
she goes, I'll just go and try and fly a plane.
Quite a journey.
Yeah, it really is. And then she gets put off by the rain. So she obviously doesn't care that much. She's like, oh, it's drizzling a bit. I've given up all my hopes and dreams. Let's properly start with the leather pants, shall we? Mm-hmm. So I got a number of questions about Ross and his leather pants. But first, fine, he's doing something new every day. And he walks past a leather pants store, decides to buy, as he says, a really nice smelling pair of pants. Now, this is all tied in. So Chandler's obviously given up making fun. And this ties in with him going on this first date with Elizabeth Hornswoggle.
Great name.
What does Hornswoggle mean, Pete?
I don't know. It sounds like one of the dragons in Harry Potter. But I don't know what it means.
It's on Urban Dictionary. Wait, let me get it up. I looked it up earlier.
Well, it's an actual word.
Yeah, the word Hornswoggle. So the first definition is a comical word to be used in place of jip or con. So like that guy Hornswoggled us out of $500 is the example they've put here. I don't think anyone's ever used that, right?
I've just Googled it and I've got that it's the name of a wrestler.
It is the name of a wrestler. There's a wrestler called Hornswoggle. And then another, there's like three or four. My second favourite one is Hornswoggle, to wiggle one's finger under someone else's chin whilst yelling out Hornswoggle.
I've never experienced anyone do that.
So you just wiggle your finger under someone's chin and shout Hornswoggle. It looks like it's a stoner thing, because all the examples are about stoners. But this is the second definition on Urban Dictionary for Hornswoggle. Hornswoggling is pinching the receiving partner's nose while performing oral sex.
Oh.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
The example, you know, on Urban Dictionary, they always do an example sentence. Yeah. The example sentence for this one is, my breathing hasn't been the same since she hornswoggled me last night.
Oh, God.
So there you go, a real insight into how they've named Elizabeth Hornswoggle.
Why would anybody do that?
Well, I mean, this is not the podcast for that, Ellie. I just think maybe we'll address that in a separate podcast completely.
I bet there is a podcast for that somewhere, though.
Yeah, there's definitely a podcast for that somewhere. Maybe we should write it down. Maybe we should do it. So he meets Elizabeth Hornswoggle in Central Perk, and Chandler's really struggling, obviously.
Yeah.
So they've obviously tried to come up with the funniest name they possibly can. Great. Now, Ross has got his leather pants, right? And he's wandered into the apartment to show everyone, and everyone's gone, they're awful. If you were trying leather pants for the first time, you would not go on a date in them, surely.
I would.
You would? Okay, right. Well, this negates my point, and you tell me why I'm wrong.
It's just, when I was watching this episode, I would be Ross. I would always wear something ridiculous. On the first date that I went on with my boyfriend, I actually saw you that day, Dave. I was wearing a Snoopy jumpsuit, and everyone, I turned up to like a pub where all my friends were, and everyone said, what are you wearing? Why are you wearing it? I said, I bought it yesterday, and it's got Snoopy all over it.
I remember that now.
Yes.
It's quite a statement piece, as is Ross's choice of trousers.
Yeah. I am Ross. And it was so hot because it was like a flying kind of jumpsuit thing.
So you've basically lived out this episode a bit.
Minus the pace.
I was going to say, let's delve into the contents of Ellie's first date with her boyfriend. Did you end up in his bathroom with a jumpsuit around your ankles with lotion and paste all over your legs?
Yes, but for very different reasons.
Okay, so look, we've established maybe it's fine to wear leather pants on the first date. Talking of the first date, though, and this is another friend's thing, their first date is just round her place. Watching a film.
Yeah, boring.
That's like six
really
weird.
Boring.
It's boring.
And they
weird.
Met in a coffee shop.
Right, yeah, they don't know each other at all. It's not like they're friends of a friend's or like they've known each other for years. They've just met and she's like, hey, come round and watch a movie. That is weird,
actually,
right?
Actually, to wear leather trousers to somebody's house on a first date.
Thank you.
That's bizarre.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Have you ever worn leather pants, Pete?
I haven't. I don't think I've ever worn any leather. So I'm not really one to sort of... See, I think, like, I have occasionally tried items of clothing throughout my life, which I've thought, like, maybe I can pull this off.
Yeah.
And then I think, what was I thinking? Like, the first time I bought a denim jacket, I was like, am I going to look like a knobhead when I wear this? And I still have it now, and if I look like a knobhead, no one's told me.
So you still wear it now?
Yeah, occasionally.
That's
but I think, like, Ross has his... How much do you think a pair of leather trousers is?
I think Ellie Rose is going to know the answer to this immediately. She nodded her head in the sort of... You know, like, when you're sitting in a meeting at work and someone's like, I know, I've got this, guys. I know all the facts.
Funny you say that. I actually was going to buy a pair of leather trousers quite recently in a leather shop in Brazil. And they were £500, and I was like, it's just too expensive.
500 quid?
For real leather trousers. Yeah, well-made ones.
And was that like in a posh shop, or was that just the normal price?
It was in a leather shop.
Yeah, but is that just the normal price? Can you get cheap leather pants? Or I guess
only fake
not,
leather,
yeah.
But his ones are real, I'm assuming, because that's why he gets so hot and they start shrinking.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he makes money, though, doesn't he?
I don't know. How much does paleontology pay?
Well, I've just Googled... leather trousers men.
Yeah.
Which the Google images, there are some which aren't quite what I was looking for. But there's one pair of men's leather trousers available for £185, but the website selling them is called Leather Erotics.
Ooh, okay. They don't feel like everyday trousers, do they?
No, I think they're for a particular sort of evening.
Are they crotchless?
They do have a crotch, but they are being worn by a particularly muscular man.
Are leather trousers attractive? That's my question.
On men?
On
I
men,
don't think
yeah.
They are.
No, I wouldn't. I do like, you know, men to dress quite feminine, but not leather trousers. I don't think they're that attractive on anybody, to be honest.
No, I've never really understood a leather thing.
No.
They're also, I'm sure, distinctly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, they must be uncomfortable. That's the thing. If you're dressing for comfort on a first date to any level, you wouldn't be wearing leather trousers.
No.
So anyway, so he does that. Then he goes, so he gets into his predicament, doesn't he? The pants are too tight. And at this point, wouldn't you just not take them off? Because, like, you would anticipate a problem, surely. or would you not? Like, so he goes into her bathroom.
Oh, because he's hot. He's not going to pee or anything.
No, he's just going into the bathroom because he's too warm.
Yeah, he fans his legs, doesn't he, with a magazine.
So he pulls the trousers down and he sits on the bath and he's like, it's obviously very cold.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, fanning it down. And then this is the weird bit, actually, because he must have been in the bathroom for like, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, taking the trousers off.
Yeah.
And she like just calls in going, hey, my favourite bit of the film's coming on. And it's like, well, either pause it or don't. Don't shout in on your first date to the bathroom like, you've been a while in there.
Especially after a minute and a half. Like, that's a reasonable amount of time to be in the
bathroom. Imagine if he was doing a nervous poo.
Right, exactly. This is exactly what I mean. Like, obviously, 25, 30 minutes later when he's still in there, she's like, hey, I'm freaked out. This is weird. But after like a minute or two,
yeah,
it's a bit much to be like, get out of here. My favourite bit of the film's coming up.
Yeah, also, why didn't she just pause it when he went to the bathroom anyway?
Right, exactly.
It's quite rude.
Well, it is rude, although having said that, if you were on a first date and you went to the bathroom, you'd probably rather they kept the telly on, wouldn't you? Because you wouldn't want it just to be like them sitting in silence listening to you in the bathroom.
Especially when the bathroom is so close to the living area.
Depends what they're into.
Yeah, true.
Is this another story about your first date?
No!
Ross tries to call Chandler. Chandler's not there, so he ends up speaking to Joey. And at this point, Joey... Because I had to talk about Joey in this episode in general. So Joey immediately just thinks of loads of solutions. And Ross is taking his word for it. Do you know what I mean? So Ross is like, oh, I've got lotion. Will that work? Like, Joey would know any better than him whether lotion would get leather pants
back on. He's a scientist. He should know that it would make a paste.
Yeah, exactly. And he's just relying on Joey, who is a notorious idiot. But at this point, I do want to flag up, you know that first scene where they're doing the kissing?
Joey was very clever.
It might be the cleverest Joey's ever been.
Because you guys always comment.
He works very quickly there, doesn't he?
Yeah, you always comment on how his intelligence kind of depletes.
Yeah.
But that was way smarter than anything I would come up with in
it
that
was
situation.
Was far too quick. So Monica and Chandler wanted to kiss, and he's going around going, hey, Ross, you need to kiss Phoebe for these reasons, and you know, you can't kiss your sister. Also, when he goes over to Ross, did you notice what Ross was doing?
He was counting down from 32, jumping on his own.
Standing on his own in the corner of a New Year's party,
really
jumping
excited.
On the spot, counting down from 32.
Although, I do feel like in this episode, I think Ross is at his, like, you know, he goes through that crisis where he like yells about the sandwich and he gets put like on time off from work and everything.
Yeah.
Like you can see all of that in Ross because he's got his weird hair and now he's buying leather trousers. And I feel like he is the sort of person who would end up just stood in the corner at a New Year's Eve party because he is quite tragic at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like it's coming into the proper nadir of his sort of state, isn't it? Ross is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I also feel sorry for. Because who's going to inherit these genes? And who makes a very tragic appearance in this episode? Ben. Did you see Ben's haircut in this?
And his
Ben's
outfit.
Dreadful hair, yeah.
Yeah, his haircut is like the worst bowl, sort of like put a bowl on your head and cut around it haircut you've ever seen. What's he wearing?
Bright red shoes and a bright red puffer jacket.
There's also one shot of Ross with Ben. They're both like in the same shot and it's the most like absurd. Like Ross has his weird long hair and is wearing leather trousers and his extremely tiny waist, which is visible in these trousers. And then Ben stood next to him with his equally absurd haircut. And it's like Friends is having this weird moment where everyone just... I made the point to you, Dave, as well, about what everyone else is wearing, and they are in no place to criticise Ross's leather trousers.
Yeah, there's some mad old outfits, aren't there? We'll put it on Twitter.
Incredible outfits.
That screenshot
you took.
Yeah, and we'll put that on our Twitter.
Shall I talk you through the screenshot?
Yeah, yes. Please do. I'll get it up here so Ellie can see it as well.
So it's one shot of Phoebe, Joey, Chandler and Monica, but Rachel very wisely is hiding behind Monica and is therefore not visible. Distancing herself from this dreadful, dreadful set of clothing.
Yeah.
So we've got Phoebe in what looks like a perfectly normal red dress, but then with some sort of like netting shawl over her shoulders. Joey in a brown long-sleeved jumper, which has these weird sort of long patches down the sleeves in a completely clashing colour.
Oh, yeah.
Chandler is wearing a really weird shirt, which looks like he's a professional bowler. And then... Monica in this jumper, which looks like something like a 90-year-old woman would have worn in the night.
It does.
It's this incredibly strange culmination of very strange, awful colours all on all of them. It's very weird.
Yeah, the whole episode is filled with very questionable. Like the New Year's Eve outfits are really... Phoebe's one is so weird.
Astonishing. And Joey's jumper is mad as well, isn't it? Joey's wearing this weird, like, brownish striped jumper.
Yeah, it's just gross.
Oh, mad.
Maybe he got a 2-for-1.
Terrible jumpers.
Yeah, brown jumpers.
Rule of Three, a podcast presented by me, Joel Morris.
And me, Jason Hazley.
In which we talk to people who make comedy.
About the films.
And TV.
And books.
And records.
And comics.
And people.
That make them laugh.
She doesn't want people having a go at Martin, even though she can. And that's true of, I mean, most of my friends are idiots, but they're my friends.
I never really understood what Han Solo did for a job.
You don't need to know anything more than, like, he's just sobbing while being punched in the balls.
They were just trying to make each other laugh in the office. You have to show a certain amount of contempt for your audience.
Write your own jokes, Finnamore, you lazy bastard. Follow us on Twitter at Rule of Three Pod.
Rule of Three.
Available now from all good podcastiers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Right, back to the leather pants anyway. So, here's the biggest problem I have with the leather trouser storyline. Ross eventually emerges. It's all a mess, right? He's holding his leather trousers in his hands. He's got paste and lotion all over himself. Make yourself a pair of paste pants has not worked. And in fairness, like, you know, it's embarrassing for him. It's embarrassing for her. I imagine they never saw each other again. They just called it a day. At this point, would you A, get a cab immediately to your own apartment and put some clothes on? Or would you just wander around the building where your sister lives in no pants? Because Ross turns up at Monica's apartment still holding his pants.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
It's lucky he's wearing a really long top.
Right. I mean, it's really lucky. But even though...
Also, was he going commando? In leather trousers, because that sounds very sticky.
Was he? Was he not wearing any boxers?
I don't know, because he's holding his crotch, isn't he? And he walks into the room after the paste pants.
Maybe they got paste on as well.
But why has he not gone home? Why has he not gone home and just put anything on? Why has he wandered around the building of Monica and Rachel's apartment?
He's doing something new every day.
That is getting arrested for public indecency. He's got to go and pick his son up, who's asleep, because the one day of the week that he spends with his father, his dad's ditched him to go on a date in leather pants. All right, let's go on to your favourite storyline, the guitar. Yeah. So Ellie Rose was watching this when she was, what, 9 years old, maybe? Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit older. And is this when you were learning to play guitar?
Yeah, I learned how to play guitar when I was 7, 8.
Yeah.
So yeah, around then.
Would you say this episode inspired you?
Yeah, I would say Phoebe was my biggest inspiration, because my sisters always used to say I was the Monica, and I was like, no, I'm Phoebe. So I learned how to play guitar.
Did you just decide to be a bit weird and eccentric and play guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the moment you chose to do that?
Yes. That's how I'm here today.
So when in 5 years we're looking back on you and you're like globally famous artist, are you going to say in interviews, my inspiration was Phoebe Buffay from Friends?
Yes, yeah? 100%. And also Chrissy Hynde when she cameos in Friends.
So that's a credible inspiration. That's like
one. But not how she is in
exactly.
the episode.
I was going to say, not real Chrissy Hynde, just Chrissy Hynde
in
from
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just when she turns up.
Mm-hmm.
You can answer this once for all. Is the best way to learn guitar by not holding a guitar?
I would disagree with that statement.
The weird thing is about this storyline, why does Phoebe get so mad? Like, what's going on?
She gets completely incensed by it, doesn't she?
Yeah, like, when he goes to that guitar store and she's like, have you touched it? It's not like, oh, well, I didn't want you to touch a guitar yet, but never mind. It's like, he's cheated on her.
I think she's trying to prolong the game for as long as possible before it actually gets down to, like, teaching guitar.
Oh, do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think she's trying to, like...
I've never thought about that. Do you think she's going, I can't teach the guitar because I don't know what I'm doing?
It should also not surprise Joey that Phoebe is not a good guitar teacher.
Yeah,
that's a good point, actually. When she goes, oh, I could teach you guitar, he should immediately have, like, the speed at which he thought at the start of the episode where he paired them all up to kiss, that's what he needs there. He needs something really quickly to be going like, in his head he'll be going, you're the worst guitar player.
Yeah, you're shit.
Anyone's ever seen. But he needs an excuse really quickly there, but he doesn't. He just goes, oh, that would be great. I don't know why I just didn't get a good guitar teacher in the first place.
And then he keeps begging her to continue to teach him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she falls out with him and he's got a real excuse to not go back. And he's like, no, please, please teach me more of the old lady.
Oh, I love the line where she says, you nailed the old lady.
Yeah, that's
my favourite line
I
of
think
the episode.
Anytime anyone says old lady, that's what I think of in my head now. Like, just the phrase old lady pops up in life. Like, you
what
nailed.
Chord is that? You play guitar. What chord is that supposed to be? It's like a G, I thought.
Yeah, it probably is a G, isn't it? Like the two-finger G at the bottom.
Yeah.
When Phoebe says that thing about nailing the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
It's also a... like self-aware funny Friends line, because they both laugh at it, and usually when one of them says something funny in Friends, like, it's quite dry and only the audience laughs and the characters don't particularly, but they both are like, oh, that's funny, like, nail the old lady, like, sleep with an old lady.
Yeah.
It's like a self-aware joke that Phoebe unintentionally makes. It's
yeah
weird.
That's
they both
true they don't actually laugh a lot of the like their own no, accidental innuendos.
Yeah,
they all suggest that like Chandler is the funny one and yet they barely ever actually laugh at him.
They never do they? But maybe that's just because they hate his jokes.
Yeah, which would be perfectly reasonable.
Chandler is the worst in many ways.
Yeah, he is.
So Joey goes off, he finds another guitar teacher, and then he comes back and begs Phoebe to play. And then there's the scene at the end where she goes, oh, you're ready to touch the guitar now. And then he just strums it once and drops it, like, quite violently on the floor.
Why doesn't he sit down?
Right, this is my question. Why does he stand up with the guitar?
Well, she's supposed to be teaching him.
Yeah, he immediately stands up. She should be like, no,
first
sit
thing.
Down. You've got no guitar strap there. Sit down.
The one line that's really weird as well is after he comes back from the guitar shop, she smells his fingers and she goes, strings. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you could smell strings because they're metal.
Yeah.
But then she goes, pick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a tiny piece of plastic.
You cannot.
Also, why has he got a pick in a guitar store if he can't play guitar?
Oh, yeah, the images of him, like, properly playing it really well in the guitar store. In your
and
head.
Then when he picks it up, he drops it. I mean,
he clearly doesn't know how to play the guitar at all. Did you notice as well in that scene where he picks the guitar up and drops it that Phoebe has a magazine in her hands, and then she puts it on her lap, and then it cuts back to her, and the magazine's on the table.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's not there anymore.
There's quite a lot of continuity errors, isn't there?
Yeah, I really feel like at one episode of this podcast, we should interview the person that was in charge of continuity on Friends, because I don't say this about a lot of people that I don't know and have never met or seen at their job. They are shit at their job.
Mm.
Like, really not very... If it's the same person doing it for the whole 10 seasons, they are not good.
No.
Because your only job is to make sure... the stuff is the same.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it?
And there's like an episode, wasn't there, was it Simon that spotted in his episode, like, it wasn't even just stuff they're holding, like there was a vase on a shelf.
Oh, yeah, I remember him saying.
That had turned around. It's like, why would you ever turn it around?
I'm just, like, this is the only time I've really analysed anything ever so closely. And I was trying to find continuity things. That was the only one that I saw.
Yeah.
I was quite sad. Although I did think it was odd that their doorbell, not their doorbell, the peephole is framed.
It's the last shot in Friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I know, but I've always seen it, but I never really thought about it that much. Now I was wondering frame the peephole.
I'm remembering that, right, aren't I? In the final episode of All of Friends, the final shot is zooming in on that peephole and that frame around the door.
Yeah, with that guitar music playing in the background.
That Joey composed.
Yeah. Yeah, Joey Tribbiani playing the guitar. That's what it is. It all comes full circle. There is actually the line talking about, this isn't actually a continuity error. This is more just what happened then, is that Ross says, hey, no divorces this year. And she goes, oh, well, you're going to get divorced from Emily anyway. But then also, he ends up divorcing Rachel this year as well. Not only has he got one coming, he manages to divorce two women in 1 year.
But also, I can't remember because I stupidly watched the episode afterwards, like straight after this one. But, Emily gets married.
Oh, right.
I think in the episode after.
Yeah, that's not the one we...
But how does the divorce go through so quickly? That's what I was wondering.
It goes through like overnight.
Is that true?
Yeah,
is it the next
she gets
episode?
Married in the next episode.
That is a really good point.
Yeah.
Another continuity blunder. Someone is terrible at their job. Okay, Rachel, the gossip, apparently, Monica and Chandler. So this is the episode where she finds out. Right, let's pick apart this from the start. So Rachel's just done started gossiping, and then nothing really happens until she picks up the phone later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, firstly, a massive throwback to when you can pick up a phone and eavesdrop on someone else. Can you still do that?
No. If people still have...
It's not a thing anymore, is it?
If people have landlines, like my family home, you can pick up the phones and hear the other person because it's like a landline.
So you can still do that?
But I don't think people have landlines anymore.
I was going to say, I don't have a... Do you know what, actually? This is not a fun fact at all, but relevant to the conversation. I actually ordered a landline phone this week.
Is it one of those lips ones?
No, it was not one of those lips ones. But I just suddenly realised that I pay for a landline, because you have to have one to have the internet. And I was like, I'm just going to get a bloody landline, lads. I was at my parents and they were like, I was ordering a Chinese and I had no signal. And Mum was like, do you want to use the landline? And I felt like she was like, do you want to go back in time and use some very old... Why don't you send them a fax? But I was like, no, do you know what? I'm going to buy a bloody landline. So I have. Put it on Amazon. It's coming tomorrow.
That's amazing.
That's exciting.
The flat I live in, my boyfriend's flat, I didn't know that he had a landline and it went off in the middle of the night
terrifying.
Last night. And it scared me so much.
Who was it, though?
I didn't pick it up because I got so scared. Oh. I was hoping it'd be an ex-girlfriend, though. That'd be hilarious.
It's also, landlines are now at a point where if they ring, if I'm at my parents and they ring, my parents look slightly afraid of it. Why is it ringing?
Yeah, who's
Who
ringing
could
you?
Be ringing us?
So anyway, so Rachel's picks up the phone, the landline, she can hear it through... Where's Chandler? This is my question. So Monica's at home because she's on the landline. Chandler, I presumed, was at work or something.
No, I think he must be in his flat.
No, because he's not in his flat because
the
next scene, Joey picks up the phone from Ross and is like, Chandler's not in.
Oh, yeah, so where is Chandler?
Where's Chandler? So, well, there's two things. Either he's in his flat, in which case, why are they on the bloody phone? It's like two steps away. Just go and see each other.
No, but he's not if Joey... Yeah, because Joey says...
But I don't think he is. I think so he must be at work. Well, he's
on New Year's Day.
Yeah, he must be somewhere with a landline because they don't really use cell phones in Friends at all, do they? He's somewhere. But then he comes back 5 minutes later.
Yeah, for the laundry.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in Central Perk.
It's just maybe he's on the landline in Central Perk. So this is the bit. So Rachel finds out, she hears them, and then she screams before she puts the phone down. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she, Monica goes, you know what your nickname is, Mr. Bit, and then it cuts off there. And then she screams really loudly and then hangs up the phone. I was like, you're Monica and Chandler, you're definitely going to...
They would hear that, wouldn't they?
Well,
the way that that
Monica's
used to work, that they would have heard that.
Right, Monica's in
the
next room.
No, I mean, they would have heard it down the phone, wouldn't they?
Right, yeah, but even if they didn't, they would have definitely heard it in the next room.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we picked up on earlier, Rachel and Joey have that moment where they both realise they know and they get rid of Phoebe by her going to pilot a commercial jet for 3 minutes and then she just comes back. There's that funny line about, oh, I bet they're doing it. Yeah, so this is like the big thing you alluded to right at the start of the episode, isn't it? Where you said like major plot points happen in this episode. There's so much going on, but actually this main thing is like Rachel finding out about Monica and Chandler.
Yeah.
And she's the second one to find out, right?
Yeah, and Joey's really relieved
that
he's not the only one.
He finally has someone to talk to about it.
I love it when they're like arguing about going into Chandler's room as well. Like, wouldn't you just be like, no, you can't just walk into Chandler's bedroom when he's out, when he's not in.
That's a good point. She's like, hey, do you want to just go into Chandler's room and get that book he borrowed? It's like, go and get it yourself.
Yeah, but also, if he's not in, just wait. That's until what he's I mean. Back. Yeah, so rude.
Just ask him.
There's also that bit at the start of this episode where there's a little bit of a hint to Ross's reaction to finding out about Chandler and Monica, because Joey makes a point of Chandler having to kiss Monica at midnight, and Ross is like, oh, Chandler kissing my sister, really?
Yeah. Mm.
So you immediately get that. It's a little bit of a tease forward to Ross's eventual reaction to of basically kicking off, doesn't he? He loses it when he sees them.
That is a good point, and this comes full circle to right at the start of the episode that we were talking about earlier. So Joey set this all up, and Joey kisses Rachel, like a little peck on the cheek. Phoebe and Ross do the same, like a little peck on the lips. Like, you know, a nominal kiss.
Yeah.
Chandler and Monica are going at it. Mm-hmm. Like, they are not doing well, like, a good job of hiding their relationship up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, what is this thing about kissing at midnight? That's just old now, isn't it? I know people do kiss at midnight, but it was sort of implied, like, you have to kiss someone at midnight.
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
Right, but maybe if you're with a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Also, who are all the people at the party?
Ah, the classic friends parties. Who are all the other people?
Why couldn't they have kissed other people that weren't in their close friendship group?
Especially given they're all supposedly single. So, you know, crack on, try and get with someone.
Yeah, they're all wandering around going, which of the six people we know are we going to kiss when there's like a whole room of people?
And the girls are very like chill about it. Like if one of my good boy mates was like, oh, I've got to kiss you because it's midnight, I'd be like, you can go away right
now. Yeah, it's so true. Joey's like, well, you have to kiss someone. I was like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not with anyone. I don't have to guess anyone. Yeah.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. How times have changed. Should we do the quiz?
Let's do the quiz.
I'm really bad at exams.
Yes, well.
Exams.
This isn't an exam, Ellie. Or you've heard all the podcasts, so you know the results of this exam quiz. Range from literally no points to I think one person or maybe two has got like full marks.
Ooh.
So what do you reckon? Where would you pitch yourself if you had to guess what you'd get now?
Zero. Yeah, I think I'm not good under pressure.
Okay, right. Well, let's start, shall we, from the top. Mm-hmm. Question one. Who left their glasses at the New Year's party?
I've got no idea.
Rachel says the name.
I know. I'm going to guess it's Tony.
Oh, that's it.
Well, weirdly, that's so
interesting.
Strange.
You've kind of got sort of.
It's actually the other half of our former Prime Minister. It's a girl called Blair.
That's so funny. That's like a subliminal.
Yeah. You've obviously remembered that a little bit, but just completely wrong. Blair, who has never been mentioned in Friends and was never mentioned again after that, but has been at the party and left her glasses there.
Question two. Name four chords that Phoebe invents.
Now there are six named in the episode, I think. Is that right, Pete? Did you count six?
Six. Yeah. There were six of them. I went back and checked.
Four out of six, please.
There's iceberg.
Great.
Does old lady count?
Yeah, that's fine. We've mentioned it.
Yeah.
I could probably do another one. Wait, I'm going to think. Turkey leg.
Yes.
Bear claw.
Yeah, that's four.
Yeah, you've got four.
But I feel like I want to do another one.
There are two that you haven't said.
Have I said dragon?
No.
And tiger?
Woo! Six out of six.
That's how I learned how to play.
And what are they all in? Oh, yeah, what is the one that he says? He says
G-sharp.
Yeah.
G-sharp.
And I thought that was such a bizarre chord for his first chord to learn.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest ones you're just learning. Question three, another guitar-related one. What is the name of the guitar teacher that Joey finds in the Yellow Pages?
Oh, I actually know this, but I can't remember the first name. It's either, is it Andy Cooper?
Andy Cooper!
Andrew Cooper.
Andy Cooper.
I just knew that would come up.
Absolutely. famous
Look
guitar
at you with
teacher.
Your 2 points.
Yeah, you got 2 out of 3 so far, and you got half of Tony Blair, so that's fine.
Question 4. Who does Chandler think Ross's pants should belong to?
Tom Jones.
Correct! Mm.
3 out of 4.
Which this I didn't understand. I didn't know that Tom Jones wore leather trousers.
I think this is an era of Tom Jones that our generation isn't familiar with. You know, when he was young and people really fancied him.
I'd like to see Tom Jones in some leather trousers.
Well, let's Google Tom Jones in leather trousers then, mate. There's only one way to get around to this.
Oh, wow, he's so dreamy.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Properly.
Oh, I'm all flustered now.
Well, is it me or has the temperature just gone up in here? And question 5, you've only got one wrong so far. Chandler says that Hornswoggle sounds like a character from which TV show?
Fraggle Rock.
Yay. Mate, Ellie Rose, you scored 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm sad about Blair.
On the lightning round.
I genuinely didn't think I'd get any.
Yeah, you said 0 and you scored 4.
I was bloody memorising the magazines that Ross was fanning himself with.
What was it?
Vogue, he fans himself with. And Glamour is like left in the magazine holder.
If either Pete or I had said, as one of the questions, which magazine is Ross fanning his crotch with, that would have been so hyper detailed.
I just solved a plot hole memory, because I learned for the quiz that on their Etch-a-Sketch board on Joey and Chandler's
thing, yeah.
It says... gone to, and then it's the coffee cup logo for Central Park. So that's where Chandler is.
Chandler's at the coffee house.
I was right.
You were right. That is some great subliminal memory.
There we go.
Yeah, we don't really concentrate on the Etch-a-Sketch too much, do we, Pete? Maybe we should start.
No, I bet they probably sort of made a point of always having something different on it. It's probably like an ongoing thing.
Yeah, there's lots of different things on there. All right, well, there you go. That's something for next week.
Yay!
Lovely times.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you've done yourself proud. You've done very well there.
Thank
you. Sorry, that sounded really patronising. I apologise.
Gold star for me.
Little pat on the head for our youngest ever podcast guest. Well done. You've done very well. Now go to bed.
Oh, thank you for having me, though.
Thanks,
I'm such
mate.
A big
You're
fan.
Oh,
this is like the biggest moment of my career ever. Genuinely.
I'm thrilled. And I hope for the sake of our career that your career never tops this. So you can say this was the biggest moment of your career.
Don't tell like all the people at Glastonbury and stuff that I said that.
It's fine. There you go, Pete. We can put that on the poster. Better than Glastonbury.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do nice.
Ellie Rose, thank you very much. If people want to find you or listen to your music and all of that sort of jazz, where might they do that?
Just Google Ellie Rose. My website's ellierose.co.uk.
That's it.
I pay £10 a month for that. So.
£10 a month?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely pay something.
Yeah. Good.
Don't know what.
Good job you're across all your business affairs. Let's can't wait for your tax return at the end of the year. Thank you for coming on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Bye.
Hello. We're still here. Look, that's the music. The bit after the music. Hey, guess what, Pete? Guess what?
What? What's happening?
What is happening is that we've become so organised that we actually know which episode is going to be on next week's podcast.
Oh my God, that hasn't happened for like 10 episodes.
I know, yeah. This is a real throwback. Hashtag TBT the old days of the podcast. Next week, our guest is going to be Pete Donaldson, the wonderful
Lovely
podcaster and radio presenter. And the episode he's chosen is the one with Joey's Porsche. The one with Joey's Porsche. So go away, watch that, revise, do your revision, everybody.
Do we know what series and episode that is?
Oh, yeah, we do, Pete. Well, by we do, I mean, I'll Google it now. Season 6, episode 5, directed by Gary Halvorsen. So there you go, the one with Joey's Porsche next week. And of course, as ever, if you want to follow us on the tweets and all of that, we are at FriendsWF. And you are at Pete_Allison, and I am at Dave Cribb, CRIBB. Hey, go follow us and say hello. It's nice when people say hello, isn't it?
It's very nice when people say hello. Do you know what's also nice?
What?
When people politely say goodbye.
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 Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.